Hey guys, what's up? It's Aaron here, and I want to talk a little bit about confidence today. I think a lot of people believe in the concept of confidence, and they encourage other people to believe in it, but they can't find it within themselves. Confidence starts with a choice inside you, a choice every single day to think positively about yourself and about the way you look and how you present yourself. Now, it's no secret that many people in the transgender community struggle with confidence. There are some that have mastered their art, but there are other people that still struggle. They may feel invalidated, frustrated with their appearance, or inferior. All three of these feelings can directly impact your confidence. You know, I may not have mastered the art of confidence myself, but for a long time, even before I transitioned, before I came out as transgender, I had a fake confidence, like a faux confidence, that like a wall up that people, you know, weren't able to see directly through. And there's a few things that I clung to positivity-wise, and still cling to this day, to stay positive in my mindset and the way that I think and present myself. So here are three tips for you to stay more confident. Tip number one, if you're transgender and you struggle with confidence, here's a big, big concept that I want you to grab hold of. We're not the only ones that take hormones. Cis men with low testosterone take hormones to balance their levels either as they get older or whether their levels aren't balanced in the first place. During menopause, women take hormones so that way that their hormones will be more regulated. And even birth control is a form of hormone. It's not a foreign concept for people to use hormones to regulate their bodies. Step number two, be on your side. Try not to fight yourself. You are your best friend in this process. You are a warrior. You need to speak life into yourself. I asked the jailer to set me free, and in time I discovered that that jailer was me. So don't imprison yourself. Don't subject yourself to feeling negative and to feeling inferior all the time. When in your mind, you need to hold yourself to that standard that you know. And even if you don't know it, even if you don't believe it, fake it till you make it. That's the way that I was able to do it, and that's what I would suggest for you for our tip number two. Tip number three, embrace the people that are on your side. Although it may feel lonely at times, you are not alone. You have a whole community of people who know exactly how you're feeling and know exactly what you're going through. Even though it may feel like things just cannot get better and things are just worst case scenario, I want you to try to find that light, try to find that positivity. If you can't find any light or positivity or happiness in your life, I'm always one message away. One message away. If you feel like you can't find any light and positivity, I can be that for you. I will always be here for you guys through thick and thin. That's what family does. Whether you're trans, whether you're gay, whether you're bisexual, whether you're straight, whether you're non-identifying, non-binary, whatever you identify as, no matter who you are, if you're watching this video right now and you feel like no one is there for you, I will be there for you. Because in the end, that's why I do what I do. I post these videos to reach other people and to help them through the hard times, because being transgender is not easy. Being lesbian is not easy. Being gay is not easy. Being bisexual is not easy. Being straight cannot be easy sometimes. But I'm here to help you guys through any hard times that you're going through. Now, enough with that sappy shit. I hope you guys are having a great day. Go ahead and message me if you have any questions. Reach out to me if you need anything. And I hope you guys slay the day. Stay positive. Be your own light. Encourage yourself. Practice positivity. Even if you don't believe it, speak it upon your life. Speak it to yourself. And eventually, it may take a long time, but you'll start to believe those things. It'll start to become reflex for you to think positively and see the bright side. If you like this video, go ahead and give it a thumbs up. Go ahead and subscribe if you're not subscribed already. Stay tuned for more positivity and more of my transition. And I hope you guys are having a great day. Peace out.